Now I started Audacity. Okay, so I'm always forgetting to start recording. Anyway, it's our pre-show for Friday. Let's see, what had our table read yesterday for F is for Family? I had three parts. I can't really tell you what they were because, you know, that would not be cool. And it's like, there's a lot of confidentiality stuff going. But I'm kind of, you guys probably know that I'm a utility guy. You know, I have specific parts, and then they have me play a lot of floating characters. Probably because, you know, because of my, what would I say? Because of my acumen, facility for doing lots of different things, you see. I'd like to think that that's it. Tomorrow is Snapchat. Tomorrow is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police Snapchat Day. So tomorrow, sometime around 1 o'clock Pacific, will be a series of... I'm just kind of white balancing some shit here, man. You know, actually, what I'm doing is I'm getting... Why is that not holding? Why is it not holding? So it'll be a series of vignettes with... Steve Bozell. Just looks like there's a little bit. Where's my glasses? I'm looking at a small monitor. You guys have the option of seeing it. I guess I could. I can't. Since this is a pre-record, I can't really look live. You know, I really think we ought to go back to doing this live. In other words, you have the option to have the the fucking, you know, video cast. And then you can also look at it live. But I don't know. A lot of people, what we found is not a lot of people use the live thing, you know. They just didn't. Maybe it's because it was too early in the morning. I have no idea. I think it might be cool to do it and, like, you know, open up the phone lines to BSPs. Would that be awesome? To backstage pass people? All right. Sweet emotion. Did I just see Bob Costas and Jim Cat? Jim Mud? What was Jim Cat's nickname? I don't know. I'm looking at Major League Baseball. Look at the Cleveland-Seattle game right now. And I'm very weird. I suppose you call me a traditionalist, but I still have a difficult time incorporating certain teams into the reality of Major League Baseball. Like the Seattle Mariners. Oh, it's just, I don't know. Nothing against Seattle, but Seattle's always represented sort of a... I don't quite get the feel of that city. I know it has the Northwest Bohemian thing going on. I understand that. But in terms of professional major league sports, football, maybe, I don't know. I've been to Seattle several times. I've partied in Seattle. I don't want to get into it, but I've done a lot of stuff in Seattle and had one of the best weekends of my life, as a matter of fact, in Seattle. Spent a Super Bowl weekend in Seattle. Seattle wasn't in the Super Bowl. It was a different Super Bowl, but, you know, so I don't know. The Mariners, I got a hard time getting around that team, you know, wrapping my head around the Seattle Mariners. I don't know. Fuck it. Maybe it's just because they don't have much of a winning tradition yet, you know. Cleveland Indians, you know, New York Yankees. Although the Indians keep testing my patience with their goddamn fucking two-tone uniforms and their bullshit. You know, you don't see the goddamn New York Yankees wearing any kind of, you know, pinstripes, baby, road grays, pinstripes at home, road grays. That's me. That's tradition. That's baseball. Dodger blue. You know, they wear the road grays. Los Angeles at home. Dodgers. Same thing with the Cardinals. Or are the Cardinals fucking around now? They're putting on red shit. I don't know. The Cubs can't make their goddamn minds up for love or fucking money. They got the fucking blue jerseys. They keep wanting to fuck with it, you know, and basketball, too. What the fuck? Are you kidding? I mean, of all the things, those short-sleeve shirts, man, they look like shit. They look like shit. They look like shit. Well, you just, no, maybe, but, you know, I make no bones about it. I'm not ashamed. Thank God for the NFL Network is all I got to say, because if we didn't have the NFL Network, I don't know what the fuck I'd do the rest of the year, because there just ain't... Now, baseball, like I say, baseball's grabbing my interest. And then football. That's it. I don't even know what's going on in hockey. I could give a fuck. This year, it hasn't captured my imagination. Same thing with basketball. The sooner that's over, the better. I understand the Cavs won. I hope the Warriors win back-to-back. I hope the Warriors win now. Once OKC was out of it, you know, because we had a little bit of a rooting interest there, because, like I said, Lauren's she's from Oklahoma. Plus, one of my favorite songs in the world, and this will show you what an old man I am, but it is a great song. It's a great song. R.E.M. covered it. What's that band? Urge Overkill covered it in their own way. But there's a song called Wichita Lineman. You guys know the song. And that song was written by an Oklahoma native named Jimmy Webb, who also wrote Up, Up and Away, Galveston, all those fucking songs. And Jimmy Webb wrote that song, Wichita Lineman, as a result of a road trip. He was just driving in Oklahoma one day. He was on State Road 152, at least according to some of the anecdotal information, which is a long stretch that heads west-east. And he was passing lines, rows and rows and rows of telephone poles on this flat Oklahoma landscape one afternoon, just this flat stretch for miles. And all he saw was just the repetition of these poles. And down at the end, way, way down the highway, he saw a lone figure perched on top of that pole. It was a lineman. It was a guy. He was working. And as the literature tells us, in those days, the phone companies were owned and operated by the counties. The actual physical lines themselves were owned and operated by the counties. So when the song says, I'm a lineman for the county, that he worked for the county. And Webb said he saw this man up there on top of that telephone pole, and he said it was the loneliest figure he'd ever seen in his life. Just the loneliness of this guy. And just this average guy working his ass off, doing what he's got to do. You know, the lyrics to the song, you know, I drive the main road. I'm searching in the sun for another overload. If it snows, the stretch down south won't stand the strain. This is a guy that, this is important, is its job. And yet, as he's up there working in the middle of that lonely afternoon, he's thinking about this girl. He's thinking about this woman. So what Webb said, he says, I put myself in that man's shoes. I put myself on top of that telephone pole, and I put that phone in my hand. What would I be saying? What was he saying? And Billy Joel said to Jimmy Webb that Wichita Lineman was a great song because it was about an ordinary man thinking extraordinary thoughts, having extraordinary feelings about the average guy, no matter how mundane or perhaps menial or manual or hardworking or whatever kind of job he has, he can be a poet. There's poetry inside of every man, especially when it comes to love. So I read that, and here's the interesting thing. He was in the county of Washita, Oklahoma. That's where the song was. That's where he got the inspiration. So when he got back to L.A., and he got a call from, I guess, Glenn Campbell, said, I want a song about a place. That was just what Webb said. He started to write about this because he remembered it. And it was, I'm a lineman for the county. Oh, it's not Washita. Washita is the name of the county in Oklahoma. And he said, and the Washita lineman is still on the line. He said, well, Campbell said, that doesn't sing good in the parlance and the vernacular and the communication of country singers. It doesn't sing good. They wanted a city that, Wichita, now that sings good. The Wichita lineman as opposed to the Washita lineman. So that's the story. But I've always liked the story because it's an Oklahoma story. And there's a woman in my life that I love now, and she's an Oklahoma girl. And now I have this whole thing about Oklahoma. I want to know about Oklahoma, the affinity for Oklahoma, what about Oklahoma, you know, and all of the people. A lot of great people came from Oklahoma. And the whole thing about California, where I live, is that California has a generation, a huge migration of Okies who came here in the 30s from the Dust Bowl and settled. You can drive up through the San Joaquin Valley today and stop off in any of those towns, and you're hearing Oklahoma accents. They have survived the 70 plus years, 80 years, since the Oki migration began, the Grapes of Wrath, the famous Grapes of Wrath migration. You can go up there, Visalia. I worked for a guy, man, Dr. Job. He was born and raised in Visalia, California. I'm telling you right now. Now, let me tell you something, Phil. What I want you kids to do is he had a goddamn twang as sure as God made, as my father used to say, green apples. You know, I mean, that cat, born and raised in Visalia, California, but he had a little bit of that Oklahoma thing happening, you know. So I'm really interested in stories like that. I'm interested in the migratory patterns and, you know, where you hear the influences of this and the influences of that. And, you know, how Kentucky, did you know that Kentucky was settled really by Germans? I mean, there's a whole, not settled, but a huge influx of Germans into Kentucky. They were very pivotal, as a matter of fact, during the political camp of 1860. Very anti-slavery, the German people that had moved down from Pennsylvania because the coal mines were opening up in Kentucky. And Germans had a huge impact in this country. Obviously, just from the standpoint of beer, I mean, we drink lager beer today. All the beer that you drink, the beer that I drink, it's fucking lager. That's what that is, lager. That's German-inspired. It's German beer. Before that, we drank British tatties and ales and stouts. That America had public houses, and we drank ales, and that we pretty much mirrored what was going on in the old country in England. When the Germans arrived, man, they changed the whole goddamn thing, and we started drinking that fucking lager. And to this day, nobody has been able to change that habit. That's a pretty amazing thing. I mean, this, within a generation, the Germans completely changed the ale drinking and Pilsner and stout drinking habits of America, and it became a lager and Pilsner drinking country. So, there you go, man. We're going to do Pete Bone today. And we're going to do Pete Bone, and I want to make some notes. All right, Randy?
Okay, Pete.
All right. Now, Bob Nozzle, okay, 4 days remaining.
4 days. 4 days remaining in the press. Press conference that awaits the.
Let's go to Randy. Randy, with the news.
All right, Bob. Pete. 4 days remaining now for you to get your registration cards in for voting. That will be the big registration and the big bonification for the Pete bonification. Let's see. Do we have a Yeah, we do. We have Eyewitness News.
By the way, that song, if you heard that song at the beginning, that's a song called that was The Ventures playing a song called Slaughter on 10th Avenue. Slaughter on 10th Avenue. I have no fucking idea what it's about. I don't think it's anything horrifically, you know. It's not about a slaughter. I think it's a love story of some kind. I think it's a comedy. Slaughter on 10th Avenue. I don't know. I don't know what it's about, but that's the theme music. And all right, and let's do news. All right, thanks a lot, Pete. This is Randy Bremmer from the Pete Bone News Central. Elvis Sharrock did a parade today through downtown Livingston and part of the big debate that's going to be happening
this coming Tuesday with Elvis Chirac, with Bing Whitman. Candy Trumaine reports.
Elvis Chirac today went up in the...
You know, kind of that thing. But I have to do a lot of cutting. I got news. It's just, I got news for yous. What? There we go. Okay. excuse me.
Oh, God.
Man. What is this? That's our sound effects from a boy. We got another goddamn Milwaukee Lions season coming up. Holy Christ, that's going to be a fucking brutal. That's going to be fucking brutal, man. I'm telling you, that's fucking brutal. I'm just telling you, it's brutal, you know. Because people don't understand. They think, well, just fake the game. You can't just fake it. You know, there's a certain reality that you have to bring to it for it to feel real and for it to be. You know, you can't just make the names up. You have to have rosters. You can't just make the game up. It's much, much easier to have a game to look at. And then, of course, what you want to have is the appearance of reality, so they can't be winning every fucking game or losing every goddamn game. You know, I don't know. I mean, why don't you just get a bunch of teams and you can keep the same names, but just have different teams. Well, how do I assign names to teams that don't have the names on the jerseys? That's why it's much easier to just do it the way I do it. It's easier that way. And that ain't easy. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, you know, it's a bitch of a load of work. What fucking game is this piece of shit? What am I looking at here, man? Is this it's the Cowboys and the Giants. What fucking game is it? Why am I not taping? What is going on? I usually tape all of these NFL classic games, and I am not. Yeah! Oh, that was the catch. That was the catch. The one-handed catch. Oh, shit. What's the channel of this motherfucker? I'll show you guys what I was talking about. It's 212. Okay. Hold on. Here we go. I'll show it to you. Yeah, this is beautiful, man. I'll show you the motherfucking... Wait a minute, dude. Oh, the show is called Catching Odell. Okay. Oh, I see. It's called Catching Odell. But, are they showing the game? Throwback Thursday. Fuck it. Got the wrong goddamn thing on here anyway, man. What is the name of this show? Info. NFL Repo. Oh, yeah. Cowboys Giants. Okay. This is last year's... Oh, this is 2014. 2 years ago. When Odell Beckham made that one-handed grab. And I was just looking at it here. I think this is the regular season game or not. I don't know. What? I don't know. Fuck. So this is a show that I like to watch. This is Replay. What Replay is just they take a regular fucking game that might have been interested. Okay, that's Replay. Then there's Classic. And that is, I like NFL films showing you highlights of great games. And then there's Greatest Games, which is the actual videotape replay, or the videotape, it's the actual broadcast replay of the game, which is my preferred way of watching. I like to see the game the way it was broadcast so I can be in that moment. You know, a highlight reel, I don't give a fuck. Unless you don't have all the time in the world. Why do I want to watch a goddamn... I want to watch the fucking game. Well, you already saw the game. Well, guess what? I'm going to watch the motherfucking game again. Okay? I got these people in my life who ask me, why do you watch movies a second time? Because I watch movies for a second time. Does it bother you? Get the fuck out of my life then. How about that? But, you know, it's like, oh, well, you already saw it once. Yeah, I watch it again because I like to see the performances. I like to see a certain scene again. I like to see how they did this, how they did that. I like to see a great moment again. I like to see the reality of something. I cherish and treasure, and these things are like pieces of gold for me. I want to see them again, you know. You don't understand it. You don't get it. It bothers you. Take a fucking hike. Go get in the car. Go shopping. Do something else. Don't bother me, you know. Same thing with games. I like to watch these games again. They're interesting to me. Tell you what. Take a fucking hike. There. That's as simply as I can put it. And if it sounds, you know, if I sound like an asshole and a big whatever, and fine, you know.
I don't understand what the...
I'm not saying that I get that. That is not the case in my life now. No. All right, man. I don't know any other way that we... I'm going to turn this off. And these Pete Bone shows are completely unpredictable. I have no idea how they're going to go, what's going to happen, you know, nothing. All right, so what's happening here then is, this is the rebroadcast of the game. This is NFL replay. And this is the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys from the 2014 season. So this is the season before this past one. And this is a very famous game, regular season game, in which the Giants, who did not have a good year, played a pretty goddamn good game here against the Cowboys. And in this game was the very famous one-handed Odell Beckham grab. If you didn't see it, it's worth seeing. It's an amazing catch because the ball is overthrown just slightly, but he had to sky for this thing, went up with one hand. You'd swear to God he had stickum or something on his glove. I'm not saying he did, but, you know, and it was a hell of a game. Hell of a game. All right, man. What am I doing? Anybody know? No, I know what I'm doing. I'm just kidding. I'm looking for the Battle Hymn of the Republic, which I'm going to find right now. Here it is. Bing. Got it. Oops, excuse me, that's the wrong one. Here it is.
From the Kroner Building in Chicago, Illinois, it's Pete Bone. Pete Bone on the line. If you'd like to speak with Pete, dial 632-12, or outlying areas can reach Pete at 55. Now, America's new voice, a man who will not be denied, Pete Bone, he's on the line.
Here we go. Hey, what the fuck is today, man? You know, this is tomorrow's Friday, man. Okay? And the fucking U.S. Open's already teed off. So how can I do a goddamn commercial? Watch this. You're gonna love this. Not tennis. Golf, bitch. How the fuck do I do this goddamn commercial? When's this bitch fucking tournament start? Is it this weekend? Or next weekend? It's next weekend. It's not this weekend. U.S. Open dates. Golf. 116th U.S. Open Championship. It's going to be on the June 13th to the 19th. Well, what's the fucking date today? What? The 13th? It starts on Monday? Wow. 13. How long is the motherfucking tournament going to be, man? I ain't never heard that. Is that all fucking amateurs in here? That's a long-ass fucking tournament. All right, I'm ready. I'm ready. Nobody ever said, don't ever say I wasn't born fucking ready. Wait. Born ready. All right, here we go.